This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show at 10 minutes after 6, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was 655 and a half, down 23 and 3 quarters. September corn, 531 and a half, down 15 and 3 quarters. December corn, 501 and a quarter, down 9 and 3 quarters. July soybeans are 1570 and a half, up 6. August soybeans are 1436 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. November soybeans are 1296 and a quarter, down 7. July wheat was 645 and 3 quarters, down 2 and 3 quarters. September wheat, 655, down 2 and 3 quarters. December wheat was 669 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. Now it's time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly lower on Monday afternoon, with corn futures sharply lower. Corn futures fell, weakened by technical trading at the Board of Trade. Soybeans ended higher, supported by the strength in the cash markets. And the crop conditions report released by the National Ag Statistics Service indicated soybean planting had now reached 97% done in Illinois. The condition of the Illinois corn crop improved to 69%, the good to excellent range, up 2% from last week. And the state soybean crop improved to 72% good to excellent, up 3% from a week ago. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 15 to 25 cents lower at 642 to 652. Soybeans were down 10 to 14 cents at 1545 to 1559. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 36 to 45 cents lower at 645 to 669, while soybeans ended steady to a nickel better at 1560 to 1576. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 36 to 55 cents lower at 635 to 667. Soybeans mostly 6 to 9 cents lower at 1570 to 1606. And wheat bids ended mixed at 630 to 640. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended 10 to 15 cents higher at 1601 to 1611, with basis up 5 to 10 cents at 165 to 175 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 519.80 up to 531.80. That's down 550 to 750 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 21 to 34 cents at 676 to 695, with basis ending mixed at 21 240 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted those producer corn bids down 44 cents at 651 to 665, while basis ranged from 120 to 134 over September. Soybeans down 3 to 7 cents at 1585 to 1597, with basis ranging 149 to 161 over the August. Wheat prices ended 6 to 16 cents stronger at 635 to 640, with basis ranging 20 to 15 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mostly 42 cents lower at 640 to 652. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 6 to 10 cents with quotations at 1551 to 1614. Soft red winter wheat gained 10 cents at 667 to 668, while the Milo fell 48 cents, ranging from 650 to 651. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn for country elevator bids to producers range from 467 up to 472. New crop soybean bids at 1208 to 1218. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 470 up to 486. New crop soybean bids at 1215 to 1233. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 474 to 489. New crop soybean bids range from 1218 up to 1234. That concludes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now here are your closing prices at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were 122.17, up 15 cents. October live cattle were 126.12, up 45 cents. December live cattle, 128.7, up 27 cents. August feeder cattle were $151.22, up $1.77. September feeder cattle, $153.32, up $1.72. November feeder cattle, $156.02, up $1.52. June lean hogs were $101.07, down 20 cents. July lean hogs, $9,700, down 45 cents. And December lean hogs, $82.50, down 15 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon's livestock report. First of all, in the Eastern Corn Belt on Monday, barrels and gilts at the on the Eastern Corn Belt traded 53 cents lower today. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass range from $95 up to $104, with a weighted average carcass price ending at $97.42. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow Report on Monday, slaughter sows traded steady to $2 higher. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $60 to $65. 4 to 5 weights at $61 to $68. 5 to 550 weight sows at $64 to $70. And heavyweight sows over $550 traded at $65 to $72. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds range from $40 to $46. And the heavyweight boars over 300 pounds at $14 to $16. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade on Monday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with prices ranging $67 up to $72. And receipts for Illinois hogs today, they totaled 15,876 head. From the National Daily Pork Report on Monday, retail and processing cuts were trading moderate, with 226 loads trading. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass ended at $1.54 lower for the day, closing at $108.41. And from the National Box Beef Cutout Report on Monday, values for choice and select beef carcasses traded moderately to sharply lower. Choice carcasses weighing 600 to 900 pounds, 86 cents lower for the day, closing at $196.64, with select carcasses down $1.37, closing at $185.78. For the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Monday, cattle slaughter estimated at 123,000 head, compares to 111,000 last week and 128,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter high on Monday, estimated at 422,000 head, compared to 394 last week and 419,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. 17 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Time now for a check of color radar weather on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. And right now, color radar in the Weather Center showing a band of showers at this point pretty much south of a line from Pena to Brighton and moving slowly to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Our local weather forecast for today calls for cloudy skies with a chance of showers, high temperatures in the mid-70s with light north winds. tonight becoming partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers once again, high temperatures in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for the 4th of July through Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower Saturday, low temperatures in the mid to the upper 60s, highs in the mid 80s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, a half inch of rain, a tenth of an inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady. We have cloudy skies, 62 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
The lending team at the First National Bank has the knowledge and experience to help area farmers and small business owners achieve their financial goals. Our service fits like a glove. From primary analysis of your business model to loan solutions tailored to meet your specific needs, and finally with deposit products and payment methods designed to streamline your daily transactions. Contact us today at 229-3701 to set up a consultation time that is most convenient for you. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
6:21, time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield.
Hello, this is Jan Thiessen from Quality Engine Machine Shop, Litchfield, Illinois. I'm here to let you know about the services we offer here at our facility. Complete engine block service, cast iron and aluminum heads, crack detection, crankshaft grinding, connecting rods, flywheels, engine disassembly and assembly. With 35 years of engine rebuilding experience, let me put my knowledge to work for you. You may also take your work to any of your local McKay Napa Auto Parts stores and have it brought to us at no extra charge to you. Call me at 217-851-2208.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center in Louder provides producers with market access and insights for their success. They stay on top of the market, and they're able to take your grain when you need to move it and at a good price. Their high-speed facility in Louder can get you unloaded fast. See CHS in Louder for all your marketing needs. Talk with Andrew Paluska or Jenny Gibbs for current prices.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show, once again we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Not the way to go. That's how top American Farm Bureau Federation official describes the idea of splitting up the farm bill between ag and nutrition programs to get it through the House. AFBF Director Dale Moore says the proposal, now getting serious attention from House GOP leader Eric Cantor, will only cause further delay in getting a farm bill done, and may even cause more harm.
I don't think the votes will be there to pass two separate bills, and it raises all kinds of questions. Does the leadership expect that all the Republicans would vote to get both bills off the House floor and into conference, and then you run into the problem that the Senate Majority Leader's already indicated that, you know, he's not going to take them up as two separate bills.
Moore says separating farm programs from nutrition programs only adds more partisanship to the process. The United States Department of Agriculture released two reports on Friday. The acreage report was a pretty big surprise. It showed farmers around the nation planted more corn and soybean acres than had been expected given the late start to the growing season. Even more than the March planting intentions report had shown, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good.
I think the market may initially be missing a couple points here when we look at this acreage number on corn. One is we have to remember when the survey was done for this estimate was started early June and was over a two-week period. So you have to believe that for a large part of the western wet areas that these numbers still reflected intentions to some extent. So a revision downward in some of those states would not be a surprise as we move through the cycle over the next several months. Secondly, USDA also made an estimate of harvested acres of corn, and that difference between harvested and planted is unusually large, so it already reflects either more silage or more abandonment than we would normally have by as much as a million acres. So I think just focusing on the 97.4 is probably a bit of a mistake at this point, because I think both planted and harvested acreage estimates will come down as we move through the next few months.
The grain stocks report showed 2.76 billion bushels of corn on hand in the United States and 435 million bushels of soybeans as of June 1st. The numbers can be forward figured to give an idea of what will be left at the end of the marketing year.
They'll again have to take the acreage numbers at face value. They won't adjust those any from this survey. Apply their judgment about yield on both corn and soybeans. See if that changes at all from the June estimates, and then revise their projections of consumption for the current marketing year based on the stocks report and any additional information on exports and so on that we have between now and the June 11th report.
The ending stocks figures will be updated July 11th with the release of the monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Last week, I spoke with Bill Brink of M&M Service Company about crop conditions he has observed. He stressed the importance of weed control in the fields.
One thing, too, with double crop soybeans, mare's tail is showing up in some of these soybean fields, and that's a weed that's becoming pretty problematic. How to control mare's tail, you know, we're seeing some producers talking about resistance to it, and I think once the wheat comes off and the soybeans are going to be sprayed, I think something is going to have to be put in with the glyphosate to control the mare's tail. For example, Sharpen, maybe an ounce of Sharpen or something like that, needs to go in with a fairly high rate of glyphosate in order to control this mare's tail that's out there. And we're seeing that popping up in a lot of these wheat fields now that should have been harvested maybe a week or so ago. So. Weed control is becoming a problem, not only, as we talk about double crop soybeans, but in conventional, there's some fields out there where weed control is still quite a problem. And, of course, we talk about the yield reduction that can occur with corn. Even when weeds get to be 4 inches and corn gets to be maybe 6 inches tall, there tends to be or starting to be a yield reduction at that point. So getting out there early and controlling these weeds is extremely vital in protecting the crop.
John Nolan, County Executive Director for the Macoupin County Farm Service Agency, wishes to remind farmers that the final crop reporting deadline for spring seeded crops and CRP acres is Monday, July 15th. To be ready to report your crop acreage to FSA, you will need to provide planting dates and crop shares for the crops you report. That's it for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.